army issue has also been a worry to the people in South Africa. The army has not been seen dominant as it has been promised, and the police presence has been lacking, especially when we look at the Cape Town scenario. We have seen police getting to places that include Stunoon, telling people to move to police stations because people in those areas, they've been warned and given a deadline to say by Sunday all foreigners would have vacated that place. So we have had police encouraging people to go to police stations to seek refuge there, some of them taken to some disaster management center in Kilani, which means that we still have a vacuum.
What of in Joburg?
People are fearful. There's been a rumor since this morning that the attackers are coming to attack people in central Johannesburg, Hillbrow, Berea, Uvel, to Melvin and Tembisa. And all the people are so much concerned because these threats happened last time, and it happened that people were attacked and the highest number of people were killed was here just around the Joburg area. I also spoke to Grace Dube of SAWIMA, one organization representing a number of Zimbabweans. They have confirmed this, and their worry is also the same, that they don't see police around, they don't see soldiers around.
I have just been talking to the Zimbabwean ambassador to South Africa, who says that they have buses that will ferry people back to Zimbabwe. What is the people's reaction to this?
They don't trust the Zimbabwean embassy.